Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced bassline effects lab in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. The goal here is not just to make a heavy bass sound. The goal is to make it feel alive, a little unstable, full of attitude, and still disciplined enough to sit under chopped breaks and fast drums without turning the mix into mud. And that's the key thing with drum and bass basslines. They are never just one job. They have to carry the low end, speak in the mids, and interact with the drums like a real part of the rhythm section. So think of this as a performance instrument, not just a synth patch. We're going to build two layers. First, a clean mono sub that stays solid and centered. Second, a mid-bass layer with movement, grit, and a bit of vintage soul. Then we'll add FX returns for dub delay, short room space, and transition energy. After that, we'll resample the whole thing, so it starts to feel more like an old sampler-based jungle record and less like a sterile loop. Let's start by creating two MIDI tracks. Name the first one SUB and load operator. Name the second one MID bass and load waveeatable. On the SUB track, keep it simple. Use a sine wave on oscillator A. Leave the filter open or off. Keep the sound mono and don't add width. At this stage, you want the sub to be almost boring on its own, because boring sub usually means powerful sub in the mix. Write your notes in the low register, somewhere around C1 to G1 depending on the key of your track. If you want a plucky sub, shorten the envelope a little. If you want a sustained roller, keep the sustain full and just control the note lengths in MIDI. A useful mindset here is to treat the bass as three zones: sub pressure, low mid punch, and upper mid attitude. If those zones are all loud all the time, the groove feels thick, but not powerful. So we want separation, not just size. Now move to the MID bass track. Load waveeatable and choose a saw or a harmonically rich waveeatable on oscillator 1. On oscillator 2, add another saw or slightly detuned waveform. Keep unison low, maybe two voices if you need them, and keep detune subtle. You're aiming for motion, not a huge super saw cloud. Then bring in a low-pass filter and park the cutoff somewhere in the lower mid-range to start. This is the layer that will give us Reese energy, character, and speaker translation. Now let's write a bass rhythm that actually feels like jungle. This is important. Don't think of it like a synth melody. Think of it like a drum part that happens to be low-pitched. Start with a 2-bar MIDI clip and place notes around the break accents. A classic approach is to hit the one hard, answer after the snare, and leave enough space for the break to breathe. For example, put a root note on beat 1, then a short response on the end of 2, then maybe a pickup into the next bar. In the second bar, change the contour a little. Maybe lift one response up an octave. Maybe leave a gap where the kick or snare needs to punch through. That negative space matters a lot more than people think. Also, use velocity as part of the groove. A jungle bassline should not feel flat and mechanical. Even if the notes are simple, the changes in velocity can make it feel played by a human rather than programmed by a spreadsheet. You can also tuck in ghost notes at lower velocity to create momentum, without overcrowding the break. For note choice, stay mostly with the root, fifth, octave, and minor third if you want that darker old-school energy. That gives you a strong identity without turning the riff into a full melody. Remember, in jungle, the bass often works best when it answers the drums, not when it tries to dominate them. Now let's shape the sub cleanly. On the SUB track, add EQ8, saturator, and utility. Keep the chain tight. With EQ8, only make small corrections. You can high pass very gently around 20 to 30 Hz if needed, but don't carve out the fundamental unless the bass is really blooming too much. If one note is too heavy, make a narrow cut at that frequency instead of flattening the whole sub. Then add saturator. Drive it lightly, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is not about making the sub crunchy. It's about giving it a little density, so it reads on more systems. Then add utility and set the width to 0%. Keep the sub fully mono. If the level is too high, use utility to trim it down. A lot of bass issues are really gain staging issues in disguise. One important tip here: if the sub feels too long and it's masking the kick, shorten the release or the note lengths rather than trying to fix everything with EQ. In DNB, envelope control is often cleaner than heavy surgical processing. Now for the mid-bass. Build a chain that gives us movement and punch. A good starting order is waveeatable, filter, saturator, roar or overdrive, EQ8, compressor or glue compressor, and then utility. Start with saturation. Push the drive a bit harder than on sub, maybe 3 to 7 dB, and keep soft clip on. This is where the harmonics start to bring the bass to life. If you want more animated grit, try roar. Use it carefully. The goal is bite, not fizz. Think of it like adding attitude in the mids so the bass can speak on smaller speakers without just turning up the sub. Then use the filter to create motion. A low-pass filter with some modulation can give you that talking, breathing Reese feel. Let the cutoff move enough to be heard, but not so much that it turns into a wobble patch. A useful movement range might be somewhere between 200 Hz and 2.5 kHz depending on the note and section. After that, use EQ8 to clean up the mod. If the bass clouds the break, cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz range a little. The idea is to keep the bite, but remove the pain. Then put a compressor or glue compressor on the layer to stabilize it after distortion. Use a fast attack and medium release, but don't crush the life out of it. You want control, not flattening. Now group the sub and mid bass into a bass bus. On the bus, add glue compressor, EQ8, and utility. Use the compressor gently, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds keeps the punch intact, and auto release or a medium release can help the groove breathe. If the kick is fighting the bass, sidechain the bass bus from the kick. But keep it subtle. Old school jungle does not usually want big modern EDM ducking. You just want the low end to breathe a little so the groove stays rude and rolling. Now let's add some effects returns, because this is where the personality starts coming through. Create 3 return tracks, one for dub delay, one for short room or grain space, and one for transition impact. On the dub delay return, load echo, set it to something like 1/8 dotted or 1/4, then filter the repeats heavily. High pass the delay so the low end stays clean, and low pass it so the echoes sound dusty and tape-like rather than bright and modern. A little modulation and saturation inside echo can make it feel unstable in a good way. On the short room return, use reverb or hybrid reverb with a short decay. Keep it tight and dark. This is for adding a little depth to the mid bass or for throwing small transition moments into space without washing out the drums. On the transition impact return, combine reverb, echo, and maybe auto filter. This one is for fills, phrase endings, and breakdown moments. You don't want to overuse it. You want it to feel special when it appears. The important rule here is that the sub stays nearly dry. Let the mid bass spill into the FX, but keep the sub focused and centered. That separation is what keeps the whole thing powerful. At this point, the fun old school move is to resample the bass. Create a new audio track, arm it, and record the bass bus, or even just the mid layer plus returns if those are part of the sound. Once it's printed, chop it up. Pull out usable moments like bass stabs, reverse tails, pitch down bits, and filtered pickups. This is where the sound starts feeling like it has history. A resampled bass stab with saturation and delay tail can behave like a sample from an old machine instead of a perfectly editable synth patch. You can also load those chops into Sampler and play them like an instrument. Put it in one-shot mode for stabs, then map a few variations across the keyboard. That makes it easy to write call and response phrases later. Now let's talk automation, because in this style of music, automation is often more important than adding extra devices. Automate the mid-bass filter cutoff, the saturation drive, the dub delay send, and maybe the width of the mid layer. If you want subtle analog instability, automate wave editable position or filter envelope depth just a little. A good phrasing move is this: keep bars 1 through 4 filtered and restrained, open things up gradually in bars 5 through 8, then spike the delay send at the end of the phrase. After that, pull the tone back a little so the next section has somewhere to go. Contrast is what makes movement feel powerful. If everything is moving all the time, nothing feels special. Now let's make sure the bass and drums are actually locked. Always fit the bass around the break, not the other way around. If the bass masks the snare crack, shorten the notes. If the kick disappears, make tiny gaps around the kick transient. If the break feels stiff, nudge the bass a little late or apply a groove lightly. You can use the groove pool with a break-derived groove and apply it to the bass clip at low strength, maybe around 10 to 30%. That can give you swing without making the timing sloppy. For a roller, let the bass sit slightly behind the break. For a harder, more modern section, tighten it up more firmly to the grid. Now let's build a simple arrangement around the space lab. Think of it as a live energy curve. You could start with a 16-bar intro, move into a drop, then a switch up, then a second drop, and finally an outro. In the intro, tease the bass with filtered hits, small stabs, and echo tails. In the drop, bring in the full bass bus for strong mono weight and dry punch. In the switch up, pull out the sub for a bar or two and let the mid bass and delay speak. Then in the second drop, bring the full weight back, but maybe with a slightly dirtier version, a wider mid layer, or an octave lift on one response note. That's how you keep the arrangement moving without writing a completely new bass line every 8 bars. Old school jungle often feels alive because it breathes between phrases. It leaves space. It lets the listener feel the returns, the mutes, the delays, and the chopped resampled bits. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the bass too wide, especially in the low end. Don't over-distort the sub. Don't run too many moving effects at once. Don't let your delays flood the low end. Don't think of the bass like a melody. And don't forget to check it in mono. If it falls apart in mono, the core idea is not ready yet.